This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. I am sharing some information from my upcoming book, so I don't have a guest today. And I'm talking about Samuel Dickstein. Dickstein investigated and began harassing the German-American Bund, formally established in March 1936, calling it a subversive organization. On February 20th, 1939, at New York's Madison Square Garden, 20,000 people attended a rally where Fritz Julius Kuhn delivered a speech in which he criticized FDR and referred to him as Frank D. Rosenfeld and referenced his Jew deal. He said that America's leadership was under the Bolshevik Jews. The German-American Bund was closely associated with Father Charles Coughlin. The FBI investigated its relationship to the NS Party of Germany. The Bund issued several publications, one of which was What Price the Federal Reserve? Read the Protocols of the Elders of Zion to Understand the New Deal. It was an open letter dated January 14, 1938, to Secretary Chester Morrill of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System in Washington from N.W. Rogers, who pointed out that a massive amount of Jewish immigrants had swarmed into government posts in positions of control. Here is just one paragraph from that journal, and I quote, in March 1935, some 647 million was, by executive order, withdrawn from circulation by calling in the bonds backing national banknotes in exchange for four Federal Reserve notes. But the Federal Reserve banks, in turn, surrendered the bonds for gold notes. It would seem that in the transaction there was something suggestive of swindling. The Federal Deposit Insurance Act, as amended in 1935, extracted some $290 million more from the taxpayers, unquote. Rogers described the cruel and merciless process of farm foreclosures and mortgages that rob industrious, thrifty, peaceable, country-loving, law-abiding American citizens of years of weary toil to turn over to men who never performed a day's labor, produced a dollar's worth of wealth, rendered many useful services to society, who have done nothing, in fact, to aid the advancement of a true civilization or to furnish the slightest pretext for their existence, unquote. He compared them to parasites that fatten on other organisms, but they were worse than parasites, as they do not intimidate, discriminate, or deceive their prey, using ruthless indifference to extract the very lifeblood of their helpless victims. Rogers stated that the Congress, with its legislation, had permitted the predatory privileged interest to seize and enjoy all of the industrial progress and material achievements and all of the benefits, advantages, and blessings that inherently belong to the people. The predators impose laws on the people to enrich themselves at the expense of the real wealth producers of the nation. This This caused a decline of the purchasing power of the farmer, resulting from the rapid and unwarranted decline in the prices of farm produce, is evidently the chief cause of the Depression, which started with the basic industry, communicated itself to every other branch of the industrial organization, causing the dislocation of the various parts of the whole intricate network of production. This ultimately occurred with the passage of the of NAFTA, which was several years later, of course, but that was certainly the preparatory activities that spoke to that, or that led to that. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, NKVD records revealed Dick Stein's role as an agent. Meanwhile, the Roosevelt administration and Jewish-controlled media collaborated with Dick Stein in demonizing and incarcerating Fritz Kuhn, the Bund's chair, on a fabricated embezzlement charge in 1939. Philippa Sturm, in her book, failed to mention Dick Stein's investigation and harassment of the group, but explains that the Bunds stopped all of their activities because the American media was carrying stories of Hitler's troops rampaging through Europe. With the American military draft in place, the Nazis had stopped marching here in America. In 1936, FDR had created the President's Committee on Administrative Management, chaired by Louis Brownlow, and which was known as the Brownlow Committee. The committee was to devise ways to implement sweeping changes in the executive branch and the formation of the executive office of the president to enable him to usurp and exercise almost limitless power without restraint. Brownlow co-authored a report that led to the passage of the Reorganization Act of April 3, 1939, and the creation of the executive office of the president. The chaos and massive deaths of World War II completed the draconian bureaucratic changes and constitutional distortions. Roosevelt and his communist cronies changed the entire government structure. The executive branch grew exponentially with a plethora of cabinet seats and unelected bureaucrats answerable only to the president. Federal officials formed numerous entities to deal with the economic emergency. These included the Social Security Administration, the Council of State Governments. Within a few years, these agencies operated as a trustee for the foreign creditors under the umbrella of the Declaration of Interdependence, dated January 22, 1937. The Council of State Governments is currently under the jurisdiction of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, which is located in Chicago. Lawyers associated with the above commission function under a different set of rules, an alternative constitution in order to help implement international treaties with the United States or where world uniformity would be desirable. Consequently, senators and representatives do not represent the people's best interest. Robert Bork wrote, and I quote, "We are increasingly governed not by law or elected representatives, but by an unelected, unrepresentative, unaccountable committee of lawyers applying no will but their own," unquote. These lawyers and their agents are the trustees for the bankruptcy, acting in the interest of foreign creditors and powers. Individuals representing the foreign creditors appointed the Treasury Secretary under the reorganization of the bankruptcy as the receiver. A bankrupt entity forfeits control of his or her business to the Office of Receiver. The Federal Reserve and their member branches function as official depositories for the debt. The state of emergency declared by FDR still exists and is permanent due to the insolvency of America, supposedly, which is now a member of a corporation. An emergency does not justify constitutional abuse of power because the U.S. government is now a corporation ruled by a corporate charter. It assumes the characteristics of a private citizen and is no longer a sovereign. It is no longer a nation, but is under the bank's jurisdiction, the head corporate power. Just before the 1936 elections. Martin Dies, chairman of the Committee for the Investigation of Un-American Activities, asked the new Congress for $1 million to finance a full investigation of the Works Progress Administration and the Works Progress, the Works Progress and the Public Works Administration. He stated his determination to rid the government of such saboteurs as Harry Hopkins, Harold Ickes, Francis Perkins, and other communists and fellow travelers. All such, okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steenblok has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steenblok and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenblok is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Welcome back. This is Deanna, and I was talking about the Dies Committee for investigation, and all such investigations failed as Roosevelt stacked the government with such people who would not censure their cohorts. And, of course, that still goes. Bernard Baruch mentored Hopkins and advised him to try and go into the cabinet as Secretary of War. Baruch was cognizant. Now, this is 1936. Baruch was cognizant of the upcoming war and believed that the War Department would become the most significant of all agencies. Baruch devised and was the key author of the of an industrial mobilization plan which would enable the country to pass from a peace to a war status with a minimum of confusion, waste, and loss. Louis D. Brandeis, Felix Frankfurter, Bernard Baruch, Henry Morgenthau were Roosevelt's key mentors and advisors and deeply influenced his policies. And, of course, there were a whole plethora of other people who also influenced him. Isidore Lubin was the U.S. representative to the U.N. Russian-born Leo Pazvlosky held an influential position in the State Department and was the executive director of the Committee on the Post-War Program. Samuel Rosenman, as special counsel, wrote most of FDR's speeches. Herbert H. Lehman, director of the UN Relief and Rehabilitation Administration, directed funds mostly from the United States to the Soviet satellite countries as a consequence of the Yalta and Potsdam decisions. Now, Lehman had been Roosevelt's lieutenant governor when FDR was governor of New York. There were numerous Soviet operatives within the Roosevelt's administration, some of which worked directly with Earl Browder, as opposed to the government infiltrators who staffed a growing number of bureaucratic agencies. There was the Ware Group, and later, during the war, the Silvermaster Network, under Soviet agent and economist Nathan G. Silvermaster, who kept tight control over his apparatus of government officials who were collecting and transferring intelligence to the Soviets while implementing government programs beneficial to Moscow and its communist objectives. Currently, government infiltrators like Jonathan Pollard and Ben Ami Kadish still share strategic intelligence with the Israeli state. Of course, like the Rosenbergs, they received punishment just to keep up the appearance that the U.S. government frowns on such behavior, unapproved espionage versus the kind in which the government routinely engages. Yet, American taxpayers fund Israeli programs, including terrorism, throughout the Middle East. The most overt agents are in Congress. 300 members formally profess their allegiance to the Israelis in a letter in March 2010 to Secretary Hillary Clinton, reaffirming their commitment to the unbreakable bond that exists between the United States and the Israeli state. Marxists seek to obliterate Christianity and church-operated organizations wherever they can. Edwin D. Schoonmaker, editor of American Hebrew in Democracy and World Dominion in 1939, wrote, and I quote, "According to such information that the writer could secure while in Russia a few weeks ago, not one Jewish synagogue has been torn down, as have hundreds, perhaps thousands of the Greek Catholic churches in Moscow and other large cities. One can see Christian churches in the process of destruction. The government needs the location for a large building or some other justification. Apostate Jews leading a revolution that was to destroy religion as the opiate of the people had somehow spared all of the synagogues of Russia." In October 1941, communist apologists Eleanor Roosevelt, Wendell Willkie, George Field, Dorothy Thompson, Herbert Swope, and other prominent journalists, academics, trade unionists, theologians, and public officials would create Freedom House, a CFR front. FDR encouraged the group's covert propaganda activities as he hoped it would persuade American citizens to accept entry in what would be World War II. Freedom House was also instrumental in facilitating and supporting post-war policies like the Marshall Plan, NATO, and the UN. Russian-born Isidore Lubin often advised FDR on statistical issues and ended up being, as I mentioned, the U.S. representative to the UN, and was instrumental in so many programs. U.S. immigration laws were deplorably inadequate, and our politicians thoroughly failed to address the issues and were negligent in enforcing the immigration laws that they passed. After the end of World War II, illegal entry increased. Under the Alien Registration Act of 1940, at least 5 million aliens registered. The communist influence within America because of official laxity in upholding the nation's laws was relatively easy and led to the infiltration of the government. In 1950, hundreds of thousands of foreigners already in this country were arrested and subsequently released because the government did not have provisions for deporting them. Imagine. Oh, my goodness. FDR appointed Harvard Law professor Felix Frankfurter, born in Vienna, as a Supreme Court justice. He was also FDR's legal advisor in the creation of national policies. Washington insiders often referred to Frankfurter as the president. He advised FDR on whom to put into various influential government positions, and he mentored numerous people, including Dean Acheson, Alger Hiss, Lee Pressman, David Niles, who was a longtime assistant to President Harry S. Truman. He was just really in charge of so many things, including Milton Katz, who was, he was a member of the Acheson Law Firm. Milton Katz was soon in charge of the United States policy in Europe all the way up to mid-1951, and Anna Rosenberg directed the manpower of the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Corps. Manley Fleischman was the administrator of the Defense Production Administration. Nathan P. Feisner was the chairman of the Wage Stabilization Board, which mean control of all the wages and whatnot. In October 1948, President Truman appointed Frank L. Weil as chairman of the Armed Forces Committee on Religious, Moral, Welfare, and Character Guidance. Oh, my gosh. It's like asking the hen to keep, you know, asking the fox to take care of the hen house. Weil, a lawyer, was president of the National Jewish Welfare Board. On February 16, 1939, FDR wrote, and I quote, "A thorough and comprehensive study should be made of existing practices and procedures with a view to detecting any existing deficiencies and pointing the way to improvements," unquote. He approved of independent regulatory commissions, which in effect create a fourth branch of the government for which there is no sanction in the Constitution, unquote. Congress passed the Administrative Procedure Bill, but surprisingly, he vetoed it on December 18, 1940, as he opposed the court's defense of property rights and their declaration of the unconstitutionality of many aspects of the New Deal, such as the Agricultural Adjustment Act, passed on May 12, 1933, which was drafted by Henry Wallace, which restricted agricultural production by paying farmers subsidies not to plant a portion of their lawn or of their land, and encourage them to kill off excess livestock. The court also questioned the National Industrial Recovery Act, which protected collective bargaining rights for unions. He wanted an exponential increase in legal. Whoops, going to the break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. I think we'll go ahead and open the phone lines for callers if you want to ask questions or make comments or chat, whatever. And, of course, you know the number, 800-313-9443. All righty. FDR wanted an exponential increase in legal duties and a vast new centralized apparatus of federal law enforcement, a bureaucratic regulatory state. He called for broader understanding of the Constitution and hoped to reshape the court with individuals more sympathetic to the New Deal, which, of course, is what he did. On June 11, 1946, Truman, picking up the Marxist gauntlet for the expansion of the executive office, approved the Administrative Procedures Act that Roosevelt initiated on February 16, 1939. The final report described a federal agency as a governmental unit with the power to determine private rights and obligations. The report elaborated on 51 agencies. Certain government officials created 11 of those agencies just before and following Lincoln's War. In other words, from 1865 to 1900, officials created six additional agencies. With every war or choreographed crises, the federal government seizes extraordinary power otherwise unattainable and wholly unsanctioned by the Constitution. The Congressional Record of 1946 states, and I quote, "We have set up a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up an executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now popularly known as administrative in nature. So we have the legislative, the executive, the judicial, and the administrative. Perhaps there are reasons for that arrangement. We found that the legislative branch, although it might enact law, could not very well administer it. So the legislative branch enunciated the legal precepts and ordained that commissions or groups should be established by the executive branch with power to promulgate rules and regulations," unquote. Currently, administrative agencies publish and promulgate the rules and regulations in the Federal Register arranged by topic in the Code of Federal Regulations. Truman supervised the categorical shift from a representative government to a military dictatorship. The United States is now a fully militarized war machine prepared to forcefully impose obedience to global governance. The American populace, with little dissent, has tolerated the intolerable and has accepted the unacceptable. We have proven our gullibility and steadfast devotion to the idolatrous state. We have gradually relinquished our will and abandoned the essential loyalties that characterized us as caring, compassionate citizens. How could a country, ostensibly guided and therefore supposedly preferred by God, possibly be in error? Alrighty, I'd love to hear from you. So call in at 800-313-9443. Well, what I have presented here is basically what happened in the 1930s with the Depression, with unemployment, with all of the horrible things going on. And keep in mind that World War II, although there was a cessation between World War I and World War II, it was just a pause. It was just a pause in the revolutionary activities of the communists. And so during that period, you had all of these things occurring. The unemployment was terrible. 11 million people in this country were unemployed. They were standing in soup lines. There was starvation. There was all kinds of deaths, which we don't really have not heard about. We never heard about those things. And we had politicians who were mouthing all these sentiments. Oh, things will get better. Prosperity is right around the corner. Just be patient. Everything is fine. And meanwhile, they were loading up the government with all of these infiltrators and basically, essentially, changing the entire structure. All righty, let's take a phone call. Let's take Richard in Alabama. Richard, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. You're a brave lady.
Thanks.
You take Roosevelt. Roosevelt is almost like God here.
Really?
Yep. And I'm in Sheffield, Alabama, and there's a monument to Franklin Roosevelt set up there on Montgomery Avenue by the city council. He's almost a god around here.
Well, that's kind of how they do that. It's like the Nobel Peace Prizes or the Emmy Awards or something.
Yeah.
You just put up a monument, and all of a sudden people think, oh, he must be wonderful. He's got a monument at Central Park. He's got a monument somewhere.
Yeah.
In Alabama.
Oh, one of the ways that they govern us is to present us with applications for things, and we look at the application, and maybe if we're sort of smart, sort of half smart, we understand that the application is loaded with lies, and we don't want to stipulate the lies. But we'll go ahead and sign it because we want our license tag, and we want to file our deed, and we want to have all these privileges at the courthouse, so we'll sign it. So if we're kind of half smart, if you're an RBN listener, you'll mark through the lies and pencil in some changes, and maybe you'll reserve your rights. And that will have no meaning at all, because they, under the commercial code, they presume that all you've, that the application is filled out correctly because you accepted the benefit, the tax receipt. You paid your taxes, you got your receipt, and that piece of paper is your benefit. Having accepted the benefit, you, all of the markouts and all the reservation of rights that you have on your form have no meaning at all. And that's how the administrative state dictates to you.
I think you're quite right. And it's unfortunate that we all think that we have to get a license to do something that we should be able to do, that we can do without their approval. And
yeah.
We really don't need to be governed at all. We should be sovereign people who can make our own decisions, and we have relinquished our responsibility to an artificial entity, whether you're talking about a local government or whether you're talking about a federal government or a state government. These are artificial entities, and it's just very
unfortunate. I'm forbidden to attend city council meetings.
Oh, were you a bad boy? You spoke out of turn?
No, they just looked at me, and they knew what I represented, and they just wanted, the chief of police told me to get out.
Wow. So much for freedom in Alabama.
Never said anything. They just, the chief of police sat down in front of me and said, get out.
Well, they don't want anybody to mess up their program. Yeah, they don't want any dissenters.
So.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, unbelievably. Thank you so much for your program, and I'm listening to you on a cell phone, and I called in. I didn't hear all of it because I was outside and talking to friends of mine, but what I heard is just, I mean, it's earth-shattering, and we need so much more of, you know, goodness. Like you shared that, you know, you just don't hear it everywhere else. And, every time, which, you know, I'm on the phone too much. So sometimes when I could listen to you, I don't, but you're such a, you know, it's painful information, but you're telling the truth. And that's all I want. That's all I want.
Well, I think, you're like most of us. We just want to know the truth, and we're not going to get it from the mainstream media.
No.
And alternative radio, such as RBN, provides a wonderful venue for people to learn what is going on. I'm very grateful for the internet. I'm very grateful for RBN. Grateful that they have allowed me to have a voice on their network. We do need to go to a quick break. John, you're certainly welcome to stay over the break. If you have other comments or questions, be right back.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe. and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And I, is John still with us? Is John from Tennessee still with us?
Yes, Deanna, I am.
Oh, okay, great.
I was talking to the board op, and I apologize to him. I forgot his name, but I was asking about Burner. And
yes.
The last I had heard, long story short, he was in jail for cruelty to animals or something. But the board op said he's out, and in fact he probably called in yesterday.
Yes, I think we ran out of time, and I wasn't able to take his phone call, but he is out, and of course it's all trumped up charges. They're
yes,
attempting
ma'am.
To silence him, but he's a wonderful gentleman, and.
I know.
So, people, he's always got something very wise to contribute.
I know, that's what I said to the board op. He's a very astute, wise man. Can I ask you a health question?
Sure.
Bentonite clay, and I know, you know, it sounds like a brilliant question. I'm not medically trained. I've just been fortunate to, you know, either be in the hospital near death, or my sister's a nurse, my my wife is a respiratory therapist, so I'm not really that smart. Does bentonite clay break through the blood-brain barrier, and does it detox the aluminum, you know, from aluminum cans and all that? Do you know the answer to that?
Well, I have interviewed Perry A., and okay. she promotes bentonite clay. I do use it. I've also given it to my cats. It does have the ability to help you detox, but I don't know that it would, you know, I don't know how powerful it is that it would, you know, take all the toxins out of your body. Personally, I think that people need to use more than just one thing. I don't think there's any magic bullet. I don't think there's any one product that is good, for several things. I mean, we have, we've had a lot of wonderful, wonderful doctors on this program. Dr. Daniels, who is terrific, and I'm sure that you've probably heard her program on turpentine. And I think some of the very old remedies like turpentine that people don't use anymore because they're so cheap. And, of course, the pharmaceutical industry cannot make any money on something that is that inexpensive. And and it's just a spruce extract. It's oil from the extract from the spruce tree, and so you know, I would do turpentine, I would do clay, I would try and incorporate whole foods into your diet. You know, instead of whole milk, whole cream, real butter, real food. Not something that's been broken down so that the corporations can make more money from one product. Your body needs whole foods, and I think that that is very helpful. So I think you can't just eat what you want and say, oh, I'm just going to do some bentonite clay and hope that works. You have to make a lot of changes in your diet.
Yes, ma'am. So, and if I may, I'll share this, and I'll be just a minute. I do all that, except I don't have a job. I work occasionally, and I'm looking for a job, so I don't have a lot of money. I'm out of the bentonite, and I do eat, you know, the best I can. I mean, I try my best not to be rude. One thing I will not eat anymore, because I've heard new information, is pork. You cannot cook the whatever out of it. You can't. And, I mean, according to what I've heard, and so I'm not eating pork anymore. I'm not eating any unclean animals anymore. I mean, under any circumstances, unless, you know, I think that I'm going to be rude and insult somebody, and then I do, but I do eat stuff that I shouldn't. But one thing that I got just the other day, I got it on Monday, and the fleas. The doctor's name is Dr. Mark Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R.
Oh, yes. I've interviewed him. He's a really nice man.
Oh, he's a wonderful man. But he sent me a sample. I won't go into all that. He hadn't received my money order yet. But he's finally received the money order. But 2 days before he received the money order, I got a sample bottle of the lithium orotate. So I've been taking that since Monday. And yesterday I took four of them. And I feel wonderful, and if you're familiar with it, I mean, it is unbelievable what it'll help.
Right, and you can also incorporate coconut oil, which would do the same, have the same kind of an effect.
Yes, ma'am, and also extra virgin olive oil. I only cook with that as a, you know, as an oil. I want to get the coconut oil again. You know, it's just a money thing. And there's a little fruit market down the road from us. Mm-hmm. And I went in there. I've always wanted to try Amish butter, so I put extra virgin olive oil, and that Amish butter and everything, and then I spice it up. And I mean, you know, you can make anything taste the, you know, edible. So that's how I cook. And and I got off the floor. I had in the chlorine, and my Lord, I feel so much better.
Right.
I mean, I can't tell you how much better I feel. And my wife, I know I'm talking, but
that's all right.
I'm on well water, and you know the guy hadn't had it tested, but I haven't been sick from it. I know that, and I even take a bath in well water. And I feel so much better. I have so much more energy. I get tired, but I don't have to sleep all day. I'll sleep 2 or 3 hours or even 15 minutes, and I'm a new man.
Well, that's super. That is super.
I want to shout it from the rooftops. People, wake up. It's really easy to do. You can be cured from almost anything, and if you can't find what you need to cure you, go to God in prayer through Jesus Christ, and he will heal you.
Okay, well, I appreciate your call and your thoughts, and I think it's good that we can do all of these things. You know, with our health, we do have choices.
Yes.
Sometimes some things we don't have any control over, but we do have control over our body, and we need to not give that responsibility to somebody else. So eat good food. I buy a lot of my food from an Amish farmer. He's terrific. He's wonderful. And so, anyway, thank you so much for your phone call.
Well, thank you for taking it. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Bye-bye. All righty. Well, it's very interesting in my research to discover that when you think of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and then you look and see that Clinton Roosevelt, his cousin, is the one that really influenced Marx. And we always think, oh, yeah, Karl Marx, yeah, he was the guy that started it all. No, it was Clinton. Marx and Engels just copied some of his stuff, but it was a Roosevelt. And so you have to look. Sometimes you just have to look behind the curtain. Well, not sometimes. You need to look behind the curtain all the time, and just determine where these ideas came from, how they're implemented, how they permeate throughout the media, throughout government agencies, and it is just amazing that the infiltration into our government occurred and has continued to happen. And you know, when in the recent campaign, the recent presidential campaigns, we heard, oh yes, there's going to be change and you're going to get this, you're going to get that. And people weren't lining up for Obama phones and all this free stuff. What they were lining up for was communism. Further communism. And when you get all of the unemployment that we now have in this country, you have all of these dissatisfied people. What a vulnerable, easy target. A perfect, perfect target environment for total communism. And of course, I personally believe that we've been living under communism since the 30s. Most people just simply aren't aware of it because there's this illusion, the voting illusion. People think they have a choice. No, there is no choice. The people that are running in these elections are vetted, and you're going to get the same thing no matter who you vote for, no matter which party you vote for. Alrighty, if you happen to vote, which I don't do anymore. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.